is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. And if you have not played in the last 30 days, you're invited to be one of our contestants today at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I would just like to take a moment to thank manager Mike Matheny for keeping me in this inning. I really think I can get this whole hour done. I think I can get them all out, and I appreciate his confidence in my abilities.
Bring that 98-mile-per-hour fastball. You can stay in as long as you want.
Thank you, Skipper. I appreciate it. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Mike.
Hello, I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Now tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, let's see. Really not much going on. I'm on my way home from work. I'm sitting in traffic. I'll probably be sitting in traffic until next week's Harris Challenge.
Okay. I hope that's not the case. But welcome to the show, and let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what questions and categories come spilling out. I know what the first category always is. It's our topical category, and there it is. Have you been paying attention? Category two, this week in sports. Probably dominated by some questions about our own teams here. We'll see. And question number, category number three is, she's over 40 and still on screen. Which one would you like?
I'm going to go ahead and do the paying attention one.
All right. We put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or not answer. You can pass on some of the questions is what I mean. And then if you finish up the category and you have time to go back and pick up the ones that you passed on, well, that's fine, as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the one-minute mark, because that's where we're going to stop you, Mike, and we're going to tally up your points. And if you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do, if you get 8 points or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have a dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Oh, yeah. And we have a $20 gift card, too, or gift certificate, to Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
With several locations throughout St. Louis, including one right here in Westport.
Subliminal.
You'll have your choice of one of those two. And everyone that plays today,
Everyone that plays,
will get a chance to go see the movie Halloween at the B&B Theater in Wildwood.
Oh, yeah, Retro Night. Oh,
Retro Night,
that's
yes.
A perfect choice for them for next week.
And they're going to have it two nights next week. They're going to have it Tuesday night, the 29th, and Thursday night, Halloween night.
Why did I do the subliminal whisper for Halloween?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's at the B&B Theater in Wildwood.
Right.
Two retro nights next week.
And here's the deal. If you get all the points you could possibly get, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep. And then you win everything for a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
All right, Mike, your category is, have you been paying attention? We've got the clock ready to go. 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was German leader Angela Merkel angry about when she called President Obama this week?
We were tapping her phone.
Correct. Which African country's coast was a commercial ship near when it was hijacked by pirates this week?
Pass.
What kind of dancing is prohibited in a contract students have to sign to attend the homecoming dance at Annapolis High School in Maryland?
14.
Correct. What became the 14th state in the U.S. to allow same-sex marriage this week?
It was New Jersey.
Correct. Why did Dave Hall and Glenn Taylor lose their jobs as scoutmasters after a trip to Utah?
They toppled over a rock, a monument-type rock.
Yeah, it was only 170 million years old.
Yeah.
Back to the two-pointer. Which African country's coast was a commercial ship near when it was hijacked by pirates this week?
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to lose the clean sweep, but we'll say Nigeria.
What did you say?
Nigeria.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first clean sweep in a couple of weeks
to
Nigeria is correct. Mike, nicely done.
Thank you very much.
Personally, I think it was just the commercial tie-in for the movie Captain Phillips. I think Tom Hanks paid off some people in Nigeria as a reverse Nigerian scam. That's what I think the whole thing was. But it doesn't matter to you, Mike, because you win all the prizes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will get some information from you while we meet our next contestant. And that's you, Sheila.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I love playing Words with Friends, and I love trivia.
Okay. Which category would you like? This week in sports, she's over 40 and still on screen, or our new third category, in those days, you couldn't tell the Cardinals without their nicknames.
Oh, she's over 40.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 44-year-old played a stripper pretending to be a housewife smuggling marijuana in this year's We're the Millers?
Oh, pass.
For 1 point each, name the 43-year-old and 49-year-old co-stars of this year's movie, The Heat.
Sandra Bullock and McCarthy.
Correct, Melissa McCarthy. Which 41-year-old played Pepper Potts in Iron Man 3?
Pass.
Which 52-year-old was both Don John's lover and Carrie's mother this year?
Goldie Hawn?
Julianne Moore. Which 55-year-old co-starred this year as Robert De Niro's wife in Witness Protection in a movie called The Family?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Which 44-year-old played a stripper pretending to be a housewife smuggling marijuana in this year's We're the Millers? That was Jennifer Aniston. Gwyneth Paltrow was Pepper Potts in the Iron Man movies, and Michelle Pfeiffer played Robert De Niro's wife in The Family.
Oh, well.
Well, Sheila, let's see. You got Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock, but that's only 2 points, and, of course, that's below our punishment threshold. So you are going to have to be punished, and I was inspired for today's punishment music by last Sunday's episode of The Amazing Race. Both Ian and I are huge fans of the show. We watch it with our wives, he with his, me with mine. And last weekend, all the contestants on that show had to go to Norway and do some stuff involving fish heads, which reminded me of a Dr. Demento-type novelty song from 1979.
Love this song.
Barnes & Barnes, Fish Heads.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up. Yum.
It's not a cappella.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
Morning, laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
You know who one of the Barnes guys was? Billy Mummy from TV's Lost in Space, Will Robinson. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sheila, you learned your lesson there, didn't you?
I did.
Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, too. All right. Here comes our third contestant. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I might catch a ball card on that one.
Yeah. Anybody you want to plug?
You. Actually, I enjoy you on Friday, and I enjoy your weekend show as well.
So. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. All right. Here are the categories. This week in sports, in those days, you couldn't tell the Cardinals without their nicknames, or our new third category, multiple choice Clancy.
Oh, gosh. This week in sports.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Daniel, let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Pete Cosma and John Jay combine to pull off last night in Game 2 of the World Series?
Double steal.
Correct. Who did the Rams supposedly contact this week to try to convince him to return to football as their quarterback?
Brett Favre.
Correct. Which Red Sox pitcher was accused by a Cardinals minor league pitcher of having some Vaseline or some other substance in his glove in Game 1?
Lester.
Correct, John Lester. For 2 points each, who were the only two men who played in both the 2004 and 2013 World Series?
Molina and David Ortiz.
Correct. What did Mizzou professor David Babcock do while running the Kansas City Marathon last weekend? Did he knit a 12-foot scarf, sing the same song over and over, or run backwards the entire way?
I think he knitted a very long scarf.
He did, and that's our second clean sweep of the day. Congratulations, wow. Daniel.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're a winner as well. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get all of your prizes. And we'll bring in our fourth contestant. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just ready for the weekend to watch Mizzou and the Cardinals win tomorrow.
Yeah. and then on Monday to watch the Cardinals instead of the Rams. I understand. Okay. Let's see. The categories, we have two of them left. In those days, you couldn't tell the Cardinals without their nicknames, or multiple choice Clancy.
Might as well do the Cardinal one, I guess.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Dustin, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the man?
Stan the Man.
Which which Cardinals legend was known as the Wizard?
Ozzie Smith.
Who joined the Cardinals in 1933 and was nicknamed the Lip?
Rogers Hornsby.
Leo DeRocher. Within 2 years, what was the first year the Cards were referred to as the Gas House Gang?
1934.
Which Cardinals player was nicknamed Country long before Matt Adams?
Oh, I don't know. Enos Slaughter.
The correct answer is Enos Slaughter. And that puts you at the 8-point threshold, yeah. And you win, Dustin. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
I like your attitude. I'm just going to throw out Rogers Hornsby and Enos Slaughter and see what happens.
That's right. Better to guess than to not answer.
Absolutely right. Hang on. And here's our final contestant today. Hi, Mark.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Today's my birthday, and hopefully we'll have a Cardinals World Series on Monday.
That'll be very nice. Happy birthday to you. Your category is multiple choice Clancy. These are about movies or things about Tom Clancy, the great novelist who died this month at age 66. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the Russian submarine captain in The Hunt for Red October? Sam Neill, Sean Connery, or Scott Glenn?
Sean Connery.
Correct. What government agency did his lead character Jack Ryan work for? The NSA, FBI, or CIA?
CIA.
Correct. Which Major League Baseball team was Clancy a part owner of? Baltimore Orioles, Cincinnati Reds, Arizona Diamondbacks?
Baltimore.
Correct. Who played Jack Ryan in the movies Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger? Was it Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford is correct. Which of these did not appear in the movie The Sum of All Fears? Ben Affleck, Catherine Zeta-Jones, or Morgan Freeman?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
It's a record. Three clean sweeps in one day, ladies and gentlemen. And today is dedicated to everybody who says, your questions are too hard, dude. Not today. Mark Newham, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great birthday and a great weekend, and thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. We only got one round of fish heads in today.
I know.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Eat them up. Yum. That's the Harris Challenge for this week on the Big 550 KTRS. And worldwide, we are on KTRS.com.